Absolutely. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Andres' Late Night Delights. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is my pleasure to have two special guests on the show today, Dan and Isaac. Y'all can introduce yourselves.
What's happening? Oh, wait, is that coming through?
Yeah, I can
hear it. It is coming through. Great. What's happening, Andres? It's great to be on.
Not much, man. I don't know. Just came back from WMFO Pizza Fest.
I too was there.
That was interesting. What'd you guys think of that?
It's pretty good, yeah. Pretty good sets there.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, I agree. We got some bangers on there, like some Babytron.
We did get Babytron. We got Yeet. You missed the Yeet, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was sad. But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeet just dropped his new album, so
he did.
I get all the Yeet I want later.
We're going to get some Yeet on the show later?
We can maybe switch up the set list.
No pressure.
Yeah.
Juice.
I don't know. I have something prepared, but we can adjust, you know? But, yeah, the plan is to start with The Beginning by Magdalena Bay.
Okay.
Which is great.
Oh,
I saw them on Thursday, and it was incredible. Definitely one of the best shows I've been to this year.
I'm so mad. I waited to buy tickets.
You should have gone.
They sold out.
Dang. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's a damn shame.
For real. Also, Cecile Believe opened. Are you familiar? She did the vocals on
that TikTok
the Sophie
song.
Album.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So after her set, she didn't play Immaterial. We wanted to hear it really bad. Mm. So we went up to her after and we were like, yo, that set was cool. We wanted to hear Immaterial. And then she was kind of like, oh, yeah, that's me. I don't think she really understood that we wanted to hear it. Or like, she's kind of playing her own stuff. So
That's fair enough.
It was still pretty fun, though. I listened to Immaterial today.
Great song.
And it was cool, like, listening to it after meeting her.
Crazy.
So I think we should just like get into this first song.
Get into it. Yeah,
sweet.
Get into it. Yeah.
Eternal.
All right, so that was The Beginning by Magdalena Bay off their latest album, Mercurial World. What do you guys think of that?
Pretty nice song.
That's fantastic.
I agree. They ended the show with that one. I mean, the album also ends with that.
That
so
sounds
it was just very fitting.
Sounds like a phenomenal closer.
That'd be a great closer, yeah. Now I'm feeling bad that I wasn't able to go.
Yes.
All right, so up next we have a song that was actually shown to me by my friend Amy. This is Lip Gloss by Charlie XCX featuring Cupcake.
The classic.
Amazing song. Just so a banger.
Good.
Lovely song.
Yeah, so.
This is good for the whole family, I think.
I agree. Cupcake is a super family-friendly rapper. She should come to Spring Fling.
Absolutely. She should. She went to, where did she go? She went to some.
She goes to a lot of colleges and it's like smaller, yeah. Smaller.
We gotta
shows.
Get her here.
Absolutely. Who went to Middlebury? Was that her? Or was
I feel
that
like
someone?
That was Flo Milli.
Oh, that was Flo Milli.
Flo Milli would be fun as well.
Both of them, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
The double header. So yeah, the Lip Gloss featuring Cupcake by Charlie XCX. Banger. Let's get into it.
It's Charlie.
All right, so that was Lip Gloss by Charlie XCX featuring Cupcake.
It's Charlie, baby.
It's Charlie.
Charlie.
It's Charlie, baby.
Banger.
Are we excited for the new Charlie album?
We'll see. I don't know, because, like, we did this little prediction thing, prediction bingo in Melisma, mm-hmm. and one of my predictions was that Charlie was going to enter her flop era. So I hope not, but, like...
I think it's her pop era.
The singles have underwhelmed me a little bit. They're not bad, they're just underwhelmed.
Same, honestly.
So we'll see. I don't wish bad upon her.
Right, me neither, but, like, it would be funny if I got the bingo. My two predictions that are coming up, like, right now are, like, Yeet's album goes number one, and Kanye drops on time.
No, fucking...
That's not...
I feel like he's just... I'm sorry.
Yeah, Isaac.
I feel like he's gonna do the show, and it's gonna be like, oh, all this promo was for a show I was doing on this date.
Yeah.
But the album's not gonna come out for who knows how long.
Yeah, kind of like Donda.
It is a sequel to Donda, after all, so yeah, really, what can you expect?
Exactly. Alright, enough Kanye talk. We're gonna get into this next song.
Who's Kanye?
Who's Kanye?
He's Kim Kardashian's ex-wife.
Skeet Davidson's mortal enemy.
Ex-husband.
Alright.
What's up next, Andres?
Alright. Yeah. Let's get into the next song. It's called I Can't Be Your Superman by Skylar Spence, who you may also know as Saint Pepsi, the Vaporwave.
Oh, my God. Artist. This is Saint Pepsi?
Yeah. But this is, like, his, like, indie pop project called Prom King. It's actually quite good. He kind of mixes, like, elements of, like, sampling and future funk and stuff. Mm. But it's, like, mostly, like, indie pop. And it's like, really nice.
I've never heard of this before. I got out of my Vaporwave, like, phase a few years ago, so I lost track of Saint Pepsi. All right.
No, this is a banger. It came out, like, a handful of years ago, but it's great. You'll listen to it. I hope you all enjoy. This is I Can't Be Your Superman by Skylar Spence, a.k.a. FKA, same Pepsi. All right, so that was I Can't Be Your Superman by Skylar Spence.
Nice song.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy considering that he formerly made vaporwave and, like, future funk music.
St. Pepsi.
Pretty nuts. He actually, like, went back and, like, released something as St. Pepsi. It's called, like, Mannequin Challenge or something that came out, like, a couple of years ago, I think.
I still have beef
to, like, appease the fans.
My friend ordered a St. Pepsi cassette and never got it.
Really?
From their band camp. Damn. So.
The Hit Vibes one?
What?
Hit Vibes or which one?
I don't remember, but...
There was a period of time where, like, his album Hit Vibes was, like, the most sought-out, like, vaporwave or future funk album, like, on vinyl. It was, like, super rare.
I want to flex that I own the Macintosh Plus Floral Shop vinyl on there right now. Okay. But now that we're on that, yeah, there we go. Now let's move past.
All right, then.
Let's move past that.
Such a flex.
Any opportunity to bring it up, just...
Literally, no, any chance I get, I'm going to flex that I got it for $30 and it's worth, like, $500, so...
That's nuts. Is that a colored pressing? Like pink.
Yeah, it's the pink bubblegum pressing. I found it in Amoeba Records, LA.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyways, moving on.
Somewhat related. We have Daft Punk right now. Crescendo is probably my favorite off of Discovery.
Yeah.
The French House vibe going.
Absolutely.
This is one of my favorites. Discovery's formational album.
Super good.
Who doesn't love Daft Punk? Everyone loves Daft Punk.
I have never found a person who, like, dislikes Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Someone who has no clue about house music, nothing, no really, they love Daft Punk.
Yeah.
One of those groups everyone loves.
I agree. Especially, like, Random Access Memories that had, like, a lot of mass appeal.
You outed yourself as not having listened to Random Access Memories show. So.
I'm just saying that the album has a lot of mass appeal.
All right.
Considering that it has songs like Get Lucky on it. Everyone's heard that one.
He didn't know Giorgio by Moroder. I referenced it.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I spend my time listening to underground hyperpop instead.
Yeah, I mean, like, fair enough.
Harrison always roasts me for not having listened to College Dropout or Late Registration. I'm listening to freaking, like.
Cultivating
your bit crushed hyperpop.
No, I respect that though. I respect, like, listening to, like,
I kind of do
the most random stuff.
Because everyone's listened to College Dropout, you know, they have that. But you have, you know, bit crushed whatever. You bring that to the table.
I really respect avoiding, not really avoiding. Avoiding's the wrong word, but, like, not seeking out the canonized stuff.
I'm gonna listen to it eventually. Yeah. That's the thing. I've just been putting it off.
No, because, like, but I mean, like, from my perspective, like, my whole, like, music journey was, like, shaped by seeking out. Oh, this is the best blank
same.
Of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And,
no,
like,
exactly
I wish that wasn't the case. But, like, yeah, no, so I respect that.
Thank you. I've been taking a lot of recommendations from this one guy on TikTok. Because he has, like, legitimately interesting, like, recommendations and stuff. A lot of underground stuff. It's cool. But yeah, let's get into this.
Yeah.
Crescendos by Daft Punk.
Amazing song.
Amazing. Absolute banger.
We'll be right back.
So that was the Timeless Crescendos by Daft Punk. Absolute banger.
Amazing song. Nostalgia. So much. For real. Great.
All right. So up next, we have a song that's actually, we're moving in the jazz direction now.
Ooh.
Yeah. So my friend Caleb played this in the car when we were coming back from a ski trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. And, since I don't listen to like that much jazz, I don't know, I decided to play it again today. Mm. So yeah. I don't know, he's like the big like jazz guy. He's a drummer, so he knows what's up. I'm going to play another jazz song later from a group we went to see in concert called Ghost Note. So stay tuned for that. It's like a 7-minute like masterpiece of jazz fusion. So
who are these guys coming up?
So this is the Fearless Flyers and their song The Flyers Direct.
Mm.
So let's get into it. So that was Flyers Direct by the Fearless Flyers. What do you guys think?
That was insane. That was great. The bass on that was crazy.
I know. That was probably my favorite part.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break from jazz and go to a more acoustic direction right now. But we're going to come back to the crazy bass and stuff like that on the one after this one.
Let's go.
To pick it back up. So this is TTFNK by Death Dynamic Shroud of Virtual Utopia Experience. And this is an interesting album because it meshes like vaporwave with like what they call like psychedelic folk, I think, on the internet. So it's like
psychedelic folk like sungtongs and kosungtongs.
I'm not sure, honestly. I'm not too familiar with the genre, but like this is actually a cover of like an old, like really old song from like the 40s or something. 60s maybe, I forget. Around there. But like I listened to the original and like it's crazy how he flipped it into like this. So you'll hear the vibe. It's interesting.
Let's hear it. I'm excited.
Let's get into it.
We meet again. So Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
That's my favorite one.
It's great. I like that one. I haven't heard that one before. So, yeah, you guys just heard TTFNK by Death Dynamic Shroud, which is actually a cover of We'll Meet Again by Vera Lynn. Mm. Okay. So that's what it was. It kind of slipped my mind, but
I feel like I've heard that song.
There's that Pink Floyd song about Vera Lynn.
Mm.
That's all I know about Vera Lynn.
So yeah, that's a relaxing song. I like that one. The whole album is kind of like in that same vein. It's
very
cool.
Calm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna pick up the pace a little bit. This is Shrill Tones by Ghost Note. It's 7 minutes long, they keep you engaged like the whole time. It's crazy. This is off their album Swagism.
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 When did this album come out?
It came out in 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I saw them in September of last year, live. They were great. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. This is another like kind of like jazz fusion upbeat. It's crazy.
I'm very excited for this.
Let's go.
Grab hold of your partner now, cause this will seduce. Grabber, hold your partner now, because this one's a doozy.
Oh, your girl, she wants to spin, she wanna go, she wanna win, she wanna lose, she wanna do it, she wanna hit the boots, she wanna do it, she wanna screw the gun, she don't want to nipple. Oh, man, I'm a little nipple, man, it's a good and a broken mind.
Alrighty. So that was Shrill Tones by Ghost Note. I went absolutely nuts. I love the bass on that. What do you guys think?
This is a certain... No, I'm not going to...
The bass is going crazy.
It was going crazy, yeah.
I just love that whole thing. It's crazy. So, yeah. Transitioning, we have the one and only Pierre Bourne.
SpongeBob, SpongeBob. Pierre Bourne.
The GOAT producer.
The great, amazing.
He's gonna be up there. He's gotta be up there.
For real. But yeah, this is off of his solo album, Life of Pierre 4. This is Routine.
Great, great.
I kinda like...
Masterpiece.
This is like one of my, like least favorites on the album. Mm. Kind of. But well, I kinda came back to it and I was like, alright, this kinda goes.
It's the number one rated mixtape
of all time. The number one rated mixtape of all time. Dang, Peter, where'd you find this? I just love those tags.
Real sauce boy.
Have you heard the ones on the deluxe? It's like, it's a sausagator. It's like Australian. Oh. Have a gun at all this. It's a sausagator. there's another one where it's like, it's like Sylvester Stallone or something. No, it's like an impression of that.
That's
like,
hilarious.
It's like, you have to find the sauce or something. There's some good ones on the deluxe that I'm kind of blanking on right now. But
this is why he's the GOAT.
For real.
Gotta love Pierre.
And then his laugh is so funny.
I'm the cut like Neosporin, I should say.
Bars. But yeah, let's get into Routine by Pierre Bourne.
Damn, Pierre, where'd you find that?
She gave me her digits, shoot your shot like ammunition. My money top, my pockets critics. Yeah. For the checkup, yeah. For the checkup, yeah. For the checkup, yeah. Private jet us, yeah. New necklace, yeah. They respect us, yeah. Got my checkup. Said I had a nip and tuck. Ben, she got cut. Wait, 2 M's, I got bucks. Ain't on ice, mighty duck. When you pulling up, in a Uber truck, wait. Give them a star like Chuck's. Post made a toothbrush. Yeah, my money won't shut up, wait. Money talk too much, wait. 30 bands on his necklace, she wet as fuck. Now I might know what you want from me. Get high for my lows, it was all for me. I hurt her soul, I'm so sorry. Yeah, just let her go, these hoes around me. She don't understand. I just wrote this contraband, think about my fam. She just listen to her friends, watch my Instagram.
Let's switch positions, stack my commission for all the bitches. Gotta get your riches.
Wait, she gave me her digits, shoot your shot like ammunition. My money top, my pockets critics. Yeah. For the checkup, yeah. For the checkup, yeah. For the checkup, yeah. Private jet us, yeah. New necklace, yeah. They respect us, yeah. Got my checkup, got my hands on my money, like man collar, like man collar. Pussy, real wild, yeah, 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 my family, real top shout, real top shout, real top shout. Got your bitch with me, what about her?
What about her? What about
her? She's not answering in the shout, in the shout, in the shout. She fall with the star, like it's power,
like it's power. Yeah.
Cause I be going hard, me just shout,
me just shout, me just shout.
I got all this green in the south,
green and south, in the south. Let's switch positions, stack my commission for all the bitches. Gotta get your riches.
Wait, she
gave me her digits. Shoot your shot like ammunition. My money talk, my pockets critics. For the check up, for the check up, for the check up. Private jet us, lunettes, they respect us. Got my check up.
Make sure to stop in now. We have 12 new flavors of limited edition sauce.
All right, so that was a routine by Pierre Bourne.
I'm gonna try that.
Look, I'm gonna try this. Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
Close enough. Shout out to the WMFO chairs, source of entertainment.
We should sample these.
Honestly.
You can make it work.
Right, what you got next?
Up next, we have the new Vince Staples song, Magic. Ooh. Yeah, featuring DJ Mustard on production.
DJ Mustard?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Let's
sir.
Go.
This is kind of a bop.
I want to report that someone wrote a slur on the wall of the WMFO bathroom.
Whoa, really?
Whoa.
Dang.
An ableist slur.
That is unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that here. This is
we should cross that out if possible.
I'm gonna go cross that out. This is a good place. This is a happy place. I gotta imagine.
Only positive vibes here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you also missed when we did the Yo Pierre tag with the chair. we'll do it again. One more time for the people. Alright. Yo Pierre, you wanna come out here?
I don't know if it was that funny.
It was.
It was quite funny.
It's better every time.
Shut up here, man. Alright. I think we've had enough of that. Let's just get into this new Vince Staples off of his... I presume it's the new single off of his album. What's it called? Ramona Park Broke My Heart.
Hey, Kanye Laguchi?
What?
Yeah.
Kanye Laguchi. You ever seen that Vince Staples concert video where it's like... That fan's like, I don't like Gucci because Kanye don't like Gucci. Just like unprompted. And Vince Staples like, how much you want to bet right now that Kanye like Gucci?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
He wants to take the dude's car keys. Yeah.
He's like, bet your car keys right now. Right now that Kanye did. Call him. Vince Staples is funny.
He's so funny.
He would also, I feel like he would not get along with me like at all.
Yeah, no.
Like he's a very confrontational person.
Yeah.
But he's hilarious.
His Twitter is also goated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, let's get into this new Vince Staples, Magic, featuring DJ Mustard.
Let's go.
Was it on that beat? Nope.
Feeling like I'm floating to the ceiling, is it magic? Baby, tell me why you disappearing, is it magic? I won't ever tell him how I did it, it was magic. Can you imagine? Honey in the mattress, love the way I stack it. I can make it rain blue, honey, can you catch it? If somebody come through bluffing, I'ma blast him. And tell the police I don't know what happened. If I gave a fuck about a sitch, I'd always be broke. I never get to pull up in the Benz with my locs. Growing up, we was post, so we hopped off that poach with a gun trying to blow. Trying to kick down your door, but that's old news. Spreading love now. Sick of police lights, sick of gun sounds. Niggas' bread ain't up, so they come foul. But it's handshakes, hugs when I come round. Wow, funny style. Hate to see a nigga smiling. 100 miles in, running through the bullet housing. Moving mountains, fuck who I was stumping down with. Gunning down shit, sitting in the back of Crown Vic. So janky. Know them niggas down the street still hate me. Hope lil' baby know that she can't play me. Dumb hoe, love cost, but the game free. Dumb hoe. Feeling like I'm floating to the ceiling, is it magic? Baby, tell me why you disappearing, is it magic? I won't ever tell him how I did it, it was magic. Can you imagine? Money in the mattress, love the
the way I stack it. I can make it rain blue, honey, can you catch it? If somebody come through bluffing, I'ma blast them and tell the police I don't know what happened. Crippin' blood shit. That's the only thing I ever been in love with. So I hope you know he never going public. Hands full, so I can't hold grudges. Nah, I be thuggin', jumping out the backseat, bustin'. Everybody we be beefing would be saying that they bleeding shit, but see us and they don't do nothing. Oh, put it on the deadlocks. They know I've been body since the get go. If I hit the corner clickin', better get low. You ain't with it, nigga, what you from the set for? I just wanna be successful. You will never ever see me with my head low. Mama met my daddy, then they had me in the ghetto. Handed me a 38 and told me I was special.
Yes, I am.
North. Feeling like I'm floating to the ceiling, is it magic? Baby, tell me why you disappearing, is it magic? I won't ever tell him how I did it, it was magic. Can you imagine? Money in the mattress, love the way I stack it. I can make it rain blue, honey, can you catch it? If somebody come through bluffing, I'ma blast him and tell the police I don't know what happened. Feeling like I'm floating to the ceiling, is it magic? Baby, tell me why you disappearing, is it magic? I won't never tell them how I did it, it was magic. Can you imagine? Money in the mattress, love the way I stack it. I can make it rain blue, honey, can you catch it? If somebody come through bluffing, I'ma blast them and tell the police I don't know what happened.
See, when you come from nothing, make it into something, I call that luck. But when you come from where we come from, I call that magic. When you get two niggas from different sides of the city to do something like this, I guess you can call that magic. Getting off of Section 8, welfare, Nas Rolls Royce's private jets. That's magic. Let me know what's magic to you. Yeah.
All right, so that was Magic by Vince Staples. West Coast bop right there.
Amazing.
I like that.
I love Vince.
He's great. Looking forward to his album very much.
Great.
And kind of a weird transition, but I'm going to play the song I promised you guys, Hard by Sophie. Banger.
Let's go.
Thank you.
I teased it on my story.
Thank you. Wonderful.
One of my favorites. My favorite song on Product, I think.
Mm.
One of them, at least.
Yeah. I
a lot
agree.
Of good songs.
This one's crazy.
She's
really talented.
She is
incredible.
Oh God, it's so sad.
So many things to say.
God,
it's like we never say goodbye.
Heartbreaking.
That is a bad reference.
Heartbreaking. Still, I'm gonna go back in time and to murder that Greek architect that didn't put the banister on that one roof.
That was.
Yeah, she was trying to look at the moon and then she fell.
It's like a poetic story.
Like that's
to
so
me.
Yeah.
Like it's sad, but there's an element of yeah. I don't know. She's looking at the moon.
How else how else could she have died?
Yeah,
I really feel horrible making like poetic comparisons, but like that's like a human being's life.
Yeah. Exactly. But, like I don't want to go too far into a weird direction, but
yeah,
like, it's complicated.
She was a literal god. She was like so, fuck. Can't even.
She's literally a visionary.
Literally. She's so talented. But yeah. Best way to hear that talent is to hear the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
I think we should just get into it and just celebrate what she did in her career.
Absolutely.
Her
absolutely.
Life.
I agree.
Let's get into it. It's Hard by Sophie.
And.
I get so hard, platform shoes, kick so hard, ponytail, yank so hard, leatherette, party so hard, BBC, I get so hard, platform shoes, kick so hard, but it's just so hard, so hard. on. Skate so hard. Pony tell us. Neck so hard. Do I make you proud? I tried so hard. Grab a dog. Hand so hard. Heave seat. I bent so hard. Latex gloves. Sack so hard. Woo! Platform shoes. In the club. Party so hard. Skate so hard. Grab a doll. Latex gloves. Sack so hard. Heave seat. I bent so hard. Platform shoes. Skate so hard. Woo! But it's just so hard. So hard.
That went hard.
It did.
It did go hard. That's what she wanted. It does go hard.
Yeah.
It go hard.
So, undeniably. Yeah, this has been Andres' Late Night Delights featuring Isaac and Dan on 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's a pleasure having you guys.
It has been a late night delight.
It has been delightful. I can say that.
Yep, so we're just going to leave you guys with this lo-fi hip-hop beat to study to. It's called Again by Tompa Beats. Hope you all enjoy and hope you have a good night.
Tonka? No, I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, no, forget that.
All right. We'll catch you guys next week. Hope you all enjoy and hope you all study to this. Relax at the very least. See y'all.